John Hoshea with you once again here on WRMJ's Relay for Life Radiothon. Joining me now is Carla Ewing. Of course, you know her as the administrator at the Mercer County Health Department, but she is a cancer survivor. And Carla, the one story I think that comes out of your situation the most is you were doing your annual physical exam, which you definitely would wish everyone would do, and that's how you're able to catch things early. Tell us about your story.
Well, absolutely. I had actually during COVID, and we've noticed this a lot of folks weren't able or didn't get their preventative for a variety of reasons. And I had just went in for my annual exam, and they noticed something that just wasn't quite right, and they decided that they wanted to do a biopsy. Okay, and went for that and was called, and my doctor is wonderful, and he just said, not the news we wanted. We did find endometrial cancer, which is a uterine cancer. He said, but I believe we caught it incredibly early. And it was, I did have surgery in May. I have had, I'm now on six-month appointments. I had no chemo or radiation, so we found it at stage one, grade A, which is the best of the best if you're going to be diagnosed with this particular cancer. And just so thankful that they were aggressive in getting me in, getting things looked at, and my outcome has been wonderful. I can't say it enough, I guess, John, just how important those annual exams are, those annual physicals. We push and stress mammograms here. We're stressing well woman visits, the 18 to 44-year-olds. It just is imperative to catch this early. And my quality of life is great. And, again, just am so thankful for the providers that we have here both locally and extending out to the Quad City and Peoria regions to tackle something that is becoming very commonplace, and that's a cancer diagnosis.
Well, and as you said, once again, the big reason, get those yearly tests done. You caught it early. Had you not done so, you may not be here talking with us, or at least you would have had a lot rougher go of it than what you had so far.
Exactly. And I've known people who have had this exact kind of cancer in the later stages, and they were doing chemo, radiation. They were off work a long time. I was, just off for 6 weeks and came back and doing fine. And all of my checkups have been good, but yes, exactly. Just if you're feeling, and that was one of the things, I wasn't really feeling off or feeling sluggish. My body wasn't giving me kind of those types of things. I am older, so, I thought, well, some of this is just natural, but my doctors being so perceptive, that was what was key for me, and then being a consistent patient. They knew me, we had conversations, and it's just so important to have a good provider and to know your provider and to do those annual exams. And when you do feel something, go tell them, give them a call. Those are really important indicators.
Well, listen, Carla, thanks a lot for telling your story here today. It's certainly appreciated, and we want to wish you the best.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks to WRMJ and to all that are involved in Relay for Life. You guys are making a huge difference, and we appreciate you.
And, folks, if you'd like to help make a difference as well, of course, because of the Radiothon, you can call us right now at 309-582-5626. Make a pledge to help us fight this disease. And as we said, every year we try to beat last year's numbers, so give us a call, and you can help out in that way as well. And I want to thank Carla for joining us today on the Mercer County Relay for Life Radiothon. But, folks, give us a call and make a pledge.